I want to talk to you just for a few moments. Our band is coming back in just a few minutes, but I want to talk to you for just a moment today about the anointing, and just as a preparation to what is going to happen here in just a few moments, and understanding the weight and the significance of this moment. Psalms 20, verses 6 through 9 says, I know that the Lord saves his anointed. He will answer him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses. We will remember the name of the Lord our God. They have bowed down and fallen, but we have risen and stand upright. Save, Lord. May the King answer us when we call. He said, now I know the Lord saves his anointed. There were so many psalms which were literally just prayers of David and songs and hymns that he would offer, some of them in very challenging and difficult times of his life. And there were so many occasions when David literally did not know. He was in distress and he was in doubt and he was in such a place of struggle. But when David spoke this prayer, when he began to sing this psalm, he said, I know there may be many things I have not known, things that I have doubted or struggled with, but this I know, the Lord saves his anointed. I believe our church is anointed. I believe what we're feeling moving in this house. And I love the diversity of spirit in our house. I love that every service doesn't move exactly the same. I love that his spirit doesn't flow exactly the same in every service. Sometimes there is great excitement and great joy and somebody's shouting hallelujah. And other times it's just this. Brooding, breathing, hovering power of his presence. And this may be new to you. You may be here today for the first time, or maybe new to an atmosphere like this, and you're saying, what in the world is going on? And this is not what I'm used to. This is not my norm. This is not the way I was raised. I promise you, everything you see happening today is in this book. And everything that you feel today, you were created to feel. Because this same writer, David, said, I was made to sit in heavenly places. I was created for this. He put a part of me, a piece of me that is missing without this. This fills a void in my life. This answers a question in my life. This puts punctuation on an area of my life. And I'm so thankful for it. Because not only is our church anointed, you, ladies and gentlemen, are anointed. You say, Pastor Darrell, I don't feel anointed. Let me remind you today that choices lead, feelings follow. Choices lead. You make a decision. You make a choice. This is the path I am setting for my life. This is the direction that I have determined in my life. I am telling my 2025 how it's going to be. Not waiting on somebody else to tell me. I'm not waiting on the economy to tell me how my stock is going to do or how 401k is going to do. I'm not waiting on a doctor to tell me how I'm going to feel. next month. I am deciding on January the 19th, 2025, how it's going to be this year. I'm anointed. I'm anointed. And I'll tell you something else. Rarely in life are you going to feel what you want to feel in the moment you need to feel it. Rarely. Usually, life happens and we go, wait, I need that strong victory feeling. Where's that strong victory? No, I'm doing something because I've made a decision. I've made a choice. I've set my heart, set my vision, and I've determined that feeling it or not, I'm going to do the right thing. Feeling it or not, I'm going to be who God has called me to be. Why? Because I'm anointed. You say, but Pastor D, we got you. As long as you're anointed and as long as we're connected to you, you know what? That's not God's vision for your life. Because I don't want you dependent on me. I want to lead you. I want to help guide you. I want to coach you. I want to be a help in your life, but I want you walking in your anointing. As long as my mama's here, my mama's anointed and she's praying for me, so I can just kind of do whatever I need to do because I've got her covering. You won't have mama always. You got to develop a walk. You need to be the anointed of the Lord. I want you to say that with me. Say, I am anointed. I am anointed. I'm going to give you three declarations today. And I believe that that's what this is all about here in just a couple short minutes. I believe this is what God is doing for us, in us, to us, through us. First, anointed declaration is, I am anointed to lead me. I am anointed to lead me. You see, this works no matter what your life status is currently. You may be married with kids. You may be married with no kids. You may be single. You may be single again. You may be a single parent. You may be single, never married, never any kids. Doesn't matter. You are anointed to lead you. And I feel the rebuff of every mom in the room that says, nope. I'm a mom and my kids are all that matter to me. But I want you to hear me. If you're not leading you, then your kids will suffer. If you're not where you need to be, then everybody connected to you is going to feel the consequence of you not being who God has called you to be. I'm on airplanes often, and you've experienced this as well, but those preparation instructions are telling you how to work the seatbelt. They're telling you not to spit on the person beside you. They're giving you all the instructions, and somewhere in all of that discourse, they're going to tell you that should there be a loss of cabin pressure, a mask is going to fall from the compartment overhead. If you're traveling with small children, put the mask on yourself first and then secure the mask onto your child. It seems opposite. It seems backwards. Any parent wants to save their kid before they save themselves. But here's what I've learned. If you're panicking, you can't produce peace. If everything inside you is chaos, then you'll never induce calm into anyone else. 2025 is the year to make sure you are right with God. To make sure you are where you need to be in the Lord. That's how parents feel. And then there are others that it really is just you. You're here today, just a family of one. Or maybe your family is out of town or distant, or you're just not close to them. But you are the only one that you are responsible for. And I challenge you to spend 2025 building you and growing you and establishing you, because I am anointed to lead me. Here's the second anointed declaration. I am anointed to make a difference. Not only am I anointed to lead me, I am anointed to make a difference. Because you see how this works. You get you straight. You get you where you need to be. You get you functioning at that high, optimal level. When you get you going in the right direction, then all of a sudden you start finding opportunities, and you see how God wants to use your spiritual health and your spiritual strength to help those around you. There's lots of people in this room, which means there's people at every level and in every place. And that's all right. You have to hear your word, and you have to grab hold of your word. Some of you have been working on you for a long time. Some of you feel like you have been circling and just wrestling and maybe even wallowing in this place of trying to solve you or settle you or get at peace within yourself or within your own mind or spirit, and you just can't seem to break out of some of the habits. You can't seem to break out of some of the cycles and difficulty. I believe that 2025 is your year to grow beyond you and start helping other people. After all, we've been blessed to be a blessing. So where can I serve in 2025? How can I make a difference in someone else's life? We have so many opportunities right here. We have Discover Church happening here in just a little while. You can come and you can hear about more opportunities and how you can be a part of it. Still, there are others who are dreaming and bringing ideas and saying, hey, what is this something the church could do? Is this something we could be a part of in the community? Why? Because we are anointed to make a difference. Here's the third anointed declaration. Not only am I anointed to lead, and not only am I anointed to make a difference, I believe I am anointed to prosper. I'm anointed to prosper. I recognize this word has nearly become a curse word in Christianity. But I'm going to tell you something today. Prosperity is God's idea. And it's God's plan for you. Because the definition, if you just go to Webster's, the definition of prosper means to succeed. And specifically, it means to succeed financially. And you say, yeah, that's where you lose me, because the church, it's always about money. No, keep coming. This one is not all about money. But I'm also not going to ignore what's in the Bible either. But your personal prosperity is not just about your finance. It's so much bigger. Because to prosper means to thrive. It means to flourish. It means to bloom. It means to blossom. It means to grow vigorously. Does that sound like a deal to anybody? Does that sound like something you want in your life and want for your family? I am anointed to prosper. Proverbs 11:25 says, a generous person will prosper. Whoever refreshes others will be refreshed. I want you to see today that each of our three declarations are in this verse. I didn't see this until I was well into these notes and preparing for the few minutes that I have before you today. But I want you to see this for yourself. We are selfish by nature. You and I know that shocks you about yourself, but we are selfish by nature. So to become a generous person, I have to lead me. To become a generous person, to take on the nature of my Heavenly Father, I have to shake off the selfishness, and I have to serve my way out of this attitude that life is all about me and what I can get and what I can save and what I can hold on to. So if I'm going to become a generous person, I've got to lead me in that direction. And then the writer said, whoever refreshes others, whoever makes a difference in someone else's life. There's so many people in this room today. You refresh me. It's something about your hug on Sunday. It's something about your smile. You refresh me. You lift my spirit. There's something generous about you. There's something gregarious about you. There's something magnanimous about you. You make a difference in my life. We can be that person. We can be that person who refreshes others. You say, well, you missed me, Pastor, because I'm not that. I'm not gregarious. I'm not outgoing. I'm probably hiding over in a corner. I'm trying to sit in the darkest, shadowiest place in the sanctuary because I don't want anybody to see me. No. You can refresh others, whether it's something you do publicly or whether it's something you do privately. If you refresh others, you're making a difference in someone else's life. And he said, the one that refreshes another will himself be refreshed. He's going to prosper. He's going to be blessed. His life is going to be strengthened because he gave strength to someone else. That's why 3 John 1 and 2 is so powerful. Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in health just as your soul prospers. You know why? Prosperity is God's idea. Prosperity is God's plan for your life. I am anointed to prosper. I'm anointed to lead me. I'm anointed to make a difference. And I'm anointed to prosper. It's my prayer for you today. It's what I'm going to be praying over you as we anoint you today, as we speak blessing over your 2025, as we ask God to make the difference in your life.